Good morning. So, unfortunately, I'm not here to talk about the San Francisco mission trip because I couldn't go, but I did go on a different mission trip, and I'm going to talk to you about that. So, I really love mission trips, and I was super excited to hear that our group was planning a trip to San Francisco this summer, but unfortunately, the dates conflicted with this counselor and training program I was doing with the YMCA, so I just couldn't go. And that's how I got involved with inalienable.life. Redondo Beach First United Methodist Church was planning on serving in Baja, California with Inalienable, which is an organization that works to improve the lives of Native migrants and helps to make them seen. There were about 50 of us going on this trip, and it gave me a really good chance to meet and interact with the other youth who shared a similar interest. We took vans down there, packed with like 15 people per packed with like 15 people per van, and it took a really long time to get down there, and we were stopped at the border, so we had a lot of time to spend with each other. And once we actually got down to the site, I became the project leader for multiple painting jobs at a women's shelter called New Beginnings 2, which is kind of a halfway house for women that are coming out of a really bad time in their lives. And other people were able to volunteer and help around the original New Beginnings shelter or at an after-school summer program for the neighborhood kids called Oasis. During the evenings, us youth, we led a VBS program for the kids, while the adults taught parenting classes to a neighborhood called Los Angeles. This really gave us a chance to connect with the kids, and it also gave me a chance to put my very limited Spanish knowledge to the test. No one spoke English, and it was very difficult to communicate with them. Being in Mexico was a complete culture shock. It was really hot, there was dirt everywhere, we were only allowed to take 2 showers the entire week because the water in the nearby well was so limited because of the drought. And the food was different, the bathrooms were really weird, and even the water was different to what we're used to here. But seeing the joy in the children's faces and the love in their hearts and just feeling the Holy Spirit moving around them just made me realize that we're not all so different. We even did a church program with the Los Angeles Church, and before we left, we had a meeting in Redondo Beach where they were teaching us some songs to sing in Spanish. And one of the songs said, "Take my hand and you will become my brother." But there was a typo on the PowerPoint and it said, "Take my monkey and you will become my brother." Because in Spanish, hand is mano, but they said mono. So we were singing it and we were singing it all wrong, but it was great because we were just loving the Lord together. And it's so great to know that we're all God's children, and it made me realize that it's our duty to help spread his love to one another. And I know that I may not have been able to do that with our Torrance First Methodist family, but I'm really glad that I still had the opportunity to help make a difference this summer. Thank you.